People drive from all over the state to see the natural splendor of Independence Pass in the fall. And this is a postcard Colorado day.
Every day I come out here, I get lost in the view. I'm thankful for every day.
While a group of men hammer away building a bridge on the Lost Man Trail, Armando Hernandez takes a moment to gaze at the surrounding peaks, blue skies, and changing leaves. He's a prisoner at the Buena Vista Correctional Facility, and this is not a bad day to be an inmate. Hernandez is part of an 8-man work crew that has been planting trees, building bridges, and tearing out old fencing on Independence Pass. These offenders are nonviolent, close to being released, and have earned points for work release. The Colorado Work Program offers free labor to nonprofits and has partnered with the Independence Pass Foundation for over 20 years. It's a chance for inmates to complete meaningful work as they prepare to transition back into society. Correctional Officer Virgil Houle is in the field, accompanied by a steady soundtrack of low beeps from the radio that connects him to the prison in Buena Vista.
It gives them the opportunity to adjust to society again in another level.
Ready? Yeah.
The work is tough, and the elevation leaves many short of breath. But this group is working hard as a team.
Honestly, I don't know what we'd do without this program.
The director of the Independence Pass Foundation, Karen Teague, says the inmates complete about 90% of the nonprofit's summer work to restore ecological and historical elements of this area.
It's a win for these young men who are going to be released from prison soon and have a second chance at leading good, responsible lives, and it's manna from heaven for a nonprofit like mine.
Both Teague and Houle say the men get stronger and healthier every day from the hard work and high-altitude air. And they have a chance to think critically and problem-solve, like when they devise sleds out of abandoned fiberglass to pull out the remnants of a small weather station from the Mountain Boy area, which sits above 12,000 feet.
It is rewarding to see the change that they go through. And you just hope that it hangs with them through the rest of their lives, you know. And that's all you can do is hope.
That hope feels real as the inmates pound away on a bridge and hikers stop to thank them. Inmate Hernandez says he feels productive after a day's work in the high country.
When I'm done working and we get to the facility, I can't wait. I'm thinking about the next day, about our next project.
That will be planting about 100 trees along eroded areas beside Highway 82. There are several different nonprofit work details for inmates from the Buena Vista Correctional Facility, and most of them involve outdoor assignments. Inmate James Apodaca says while he really enjoys planting trees, he'd rather be working for the State Wildland Inmate Fire Team, or SWIFT, a firefighting crew.
That would be the best one, because I would feel like I was giving more back that way, you know what I mean? You should be able to give back some.
The inmates wrapped up their work on the pass last month, finishing what Teague says is the best part of her job. She's come to know these men, and she too has hope in a second chance for them.
I love working with these men. They really touch my heart in a way. They represent all races, creeds, colors, religions. They're quite a cross-section of society that we don't always get to interact with in Aspen.
Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.